Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Hello, my name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast, and this week I'm talking about term limits. I put some stuff down. I really wanted to get it down this week because it's a priority, in my opinion, that the term limits get taken care of, that they get installed immediately. So this week I'm talking about term limits because we have to get them installed. It's not an option right now. Career politicians have too much power. And it's not really them that have the power, to be honest. It's the money behind them. And the reason that there's a opposition to it is the big money people don't want it. It's so much easier to get a guy reelected than it is to get a new guy elected. So it's just easy for them. The people that are funding our elected officials want it the way it is, with no term limits. They keep a guy in there for 30, 40, 50 years. They don't have to worry about it. Incumbents have a huge advantage over people just coming in, so they know that, and they know they want their people in place. That's what we got to stop with all this stuff going on with President Donald Trump cleaning in the swamp. That, to me, I don't know why there's not more talk about it right now, because that's probably the first thing I would do. It's the most important thing, is get these career politicians out of there. The things I've read about term limits is two terms for senators and six terms for House members, which means a total of 12 years max. So senators could do 6 years or 12, and then House members can do 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12 years. And one of the arguments for not having term limits is because it takes a while for people had to learn how to do Washington. It doesn't seem like it should be that way. It just is, because there's a lot to being a lawmaker, and it takes a while to learn it. So yeah, it takes a while for a guy to learn how to do it. And so we got to have, you know, in my mind, one term. Term limits should be one term. One term in the Senate, one term in the Congress, and then I move on and do somebody else. There's so many people in this country, it seems like there would be plenty of people that are interested in doing it. The problem is the big money doesn't want that. They want their guy in, the guy they know they got control over, and they want him to stay there forever. So the argument for term limits is 82% of Americans support term limits. 76% Democrats, 89% Republicans, and 83% Independents. Clearly, the Democrats don't want it as much as the Republicans, although there's an overwhelming majority want it, even with the Democrats at 76%. So why do we want them? Well, because the big money can't control new people coming in all the time as much they can still, although we'll figure other ways to stop this. But it's much, much easier for them to control the guy that they've picked and keep him in there as long as possible. But we want to restore citizen legislature. You know, the founding fathers, the framers, they didn't intend for career politicians. They wanted people from all walks of life who could serve for a short time and then come back and live under the laws that they made. Right now, the career politicians don't ever have to worry about any of the laws they make because they don't have to deal with it. But if you are in and out, you got to go back home and live under the laws that you just made. So they'd think a little bit more about how they decided which way to vote if they knew they had to live by the laws that they made. We get fresh faces every 2 to 12 years, depending on how long, but there's a seniority system. It's a top-down structure where seniority equals influence. The longer you've been there, the more powerful you are. So that would eliminate the seniority deal. I mean, there'd still be senior congressmen and senior senators. So if a new guy's coming in, the guy that's already been there either 6 or 12 years in the Senate would have more power than the guy just coming in, which it should be, because it takes a while to learn how to be a lawmaker, and the guys that have already been there for a little while know how to do it, and they can teach these new guys how to do it. So we can't have one term. That's the reason that one term won't work, depending, you know, whether it's senator, house members. But we got to limit it to 12 years max. Also, incumbents have a huge advantage. If you're already in office, you've got all the money behind you and the name recognition and all this stuff. And so it's much easier for an incumbent to get reelected than it is a new guy to get elected. If we have limits, that eliminates that. We don't have incumbent advantage anymore. I mean, we do for one term, but then it's over. When I talk about the senators and House members, I'm mostly talking about the money behind them. But term limits would fix the problem of lawmakers. The only thing they do while they're in office is whatever it takes to get reelected. That's their whole thing. They do things and don't do things because it may be a problem for their reelection bid. That has to go. That's not how you govern people in the United States of America. Term limits would change that culture and make members focused on solving problems as opposed to focusing on reelection. So, also lobbyists. You know, there's somewhere approximately 12,000 lobbyists in D.C., and they all hate the idea of term limits. It's because they lose control of their people. When you have a lobbyist talking to an elected official, the lobbyist wants him to do a certain thing. Well, if he's not worried about getting reelected, they lose all their leverage. So it fixes that. Fixes a lot, actually, but that's a lot of lobbyists up there, and they get paid a lot of money by these big money people and others who want things to go a certain way. It can't happen that way. And it drives me crazy when they talk about oligarchs with Trump in office. The opposite is true. The Democratic machine ran everything, and it wasn't the politicians, it was the big money behind them. We all know who it is. Barack Obama was calling the shots for a lot of things, and it wasn't just him, it was the money behind him. The big money behind him was calling the shots to Barack, and then Barack was calling the shots to the Biden administration and others since he was elected. Also, it increases voter turnout. You know, if they think, what's the point of going to vote if we know the incumbent's going to win anyway, or has the high likelihood of, if there's an open seat, anybody can get it, more people will be incentivized to go vote. And that's what we need, a lot more voter turnout in this country. And I think this red wave that's going on in this country right now, and this new sense of patriotism, is going to change that. I think voter turnout's already going to go up. It has during President Trump's election. So they have good arguments. The people who don't want term limits, they say it takes away experience. Exactly. I mean, yeah, that's exactly what we want. We don't want somebody to get experience making laws. We don't want that. We want new people in there that are going to listen to their constituents and go, oh, I should vote this way according to my constituents. Yeah, that's exactly what you should do. And that's how it was set up. And that's not happening now. That's why I say it's a big hurdle that we got in front of us to do this, and why we have to do it now while President Donald Trump is in office, because that's probably going to be our last window of hope to get term limits in. And it has to happen. We got to get back to just, you know, anybody can go there. It helps if you're smart, and it helps if you know what you're talking about, because the people who are voting for you will see what you got. And if you don't got nothing, you won't get voted in. But if you know what you're talking about, anybody could get put in office. They don't have to be a doctor or a lawyer or a person. They can be average Joe, you know, the truck driver. And it's happening now, but it would be a lot more of that. We want just the average Joe in there. And they have to be smart, like I said. They got to know what's going on. But there's plenty of people out there like that. People who stay informed of what's going on and have opinions about it and are willing to listen to their constituents. And they, you know, when they're running, they have a platform like, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. You know, Washington D.C. is the biggest bureaucracy on the planet. And that's what President Trump is going after right now with DOGE. You know, the 2.5 million federal employees, it's understood that the newer and younger members are the ones who are pushing back on stuff. The career politicians are just going along for the ride. They get a hell of a deal. I mean, they've shown all this stuff where a person who's never done any kind of work before, meaningful, high-paying work, they go in there and their salary, you know, compared to the national average, is pretty good. But that kind of salary doesn't make you a multi-gazillionaire like most politicians are. They're getting paid. They're getting kickbacks. They're getting all kinds of stuff. And we can't let that happen either. That has to stop immediately. We cannot have a situation where politicians go into running for office to get rich. And that's what's happening. I mean, every senator, every congressman are multimillionaires. And with a salary like that, you can do pretty good, but you're not going to get 60, 70, 80 net worth of, you know, $100 million. What? We also have to make sure that while in office, they cannot enrich themselves by voting for legislation that helps them get rich. That's the whole thing is just messed up the way it is. And that's why term limits are so important. And I may be off here, I may be missing something, but I don't see that as a big priority for President Trump. And I think it should be. I think that first, and then all the other stuff he's doing next. Get these guys out that are causing the problem. I mean, the bureaucracy that they're going after with Doge, it wouldn't even be there if we had term limits from the beginning. They wouldn't be able to do it because the next guy coming in going, no, we don't need that. And so it goes away. I mean, they might get a couple of guys working for them in the federal bureaucracy for a while. But when the new guy comes in, he looks at it and he goes, nope, we're not going to do that. And it won't accumulate like it has now. That's what Elon Musk keeps talking about is the bureaucracy just keeps growing because the old guys stay in, new guys come in all the time. That would disappear with term limits. And there'd be a few other things we could do to make sure it doesn't happen. But term limits would drastically reduce the number of bureaucrats who are, as we all know now because of Doge, running everything. And it's not them, it's the big money. That's how they control things. They get these bureaucrats and they get these NGOs. They can do anything they want without any accountability. And we're finding that out with Doge, and that's how we gotta stop that. But to me, the first thing you gotta do before you start doing that is get term limits in so these people cannot get these NGOs going. It takes a while and it takes money, and they've got it down to a science so they can do it pretty much whenever they want to now because they got plenty of money and they got time. But if we keep it from happening, clear it all out, make it lean and mean like Elon Musk wants to, new guys coming in to office will not be creating all these new NGOs. They're too busy legislating instead of figuring out ways they can screw people. It's a big money grab. Americans are very wealthy, especially as a whole, and that's what these big money people look at. They go, oh, look at all that money. All we got to do is control it a little bit, and the money's ours. We can tax them to death. We can put in all kinds of stuff. You know, big pharma, big medical, all these things all kind of revolves around one thing, which is taking money from you and putting it in their pocket. It's got to stop. I've talked about this before, but matter of fact, I'm going to look at that right now. There was a website that had the date listed, the date you had to work to, and I think it's somewhere in July. Pretty much half of your money goes to taxes, with so many different kinds of taxes, excise taxes, sales taxes, personal property taxes. All these taxes add up, and it's gotten way worse in the last few years. And the last time I saw it, I think it was July. You work basically for free until July, and then you start making money because the first 6 months, you're paying taxes with that money. It's not yours. Framers didn't want career politicians. They didn't even think about it, honestly. They didn't put anything in there. They didn't install term limits at the beginning because they didn't think anybody would want to do that. It's a pain in the rear. You have to sacrifice a lot because you have to leave your business or your work to do it. And even though you get a salary, you have to stop what you're doing for, 6 years or 12 years. And that's not easy to do. So they thought it was a burden, but patriotic people would do it because they know it needed to be done. They never anticipated that politicians would be going, oh yeah, get me in there, man, because I'm on easy street once I get in there. I got money coming out my ears. People are paying me to do this and do that, and it's so easy to do. That's not what the framers intended. The framers intended elected politicians to work for a few years and then go back to their private life. That's not happening now. It rarely happens, if ever.